Every sporting event affects the environment before, during, and even after it. For example, a long track speed skating competition can only take place, provided that the ice of a 400-meter oval track is frozen until it is 3 to 5 centimeters thick. As long as the competition is on, the track needs to be kept frozen by specialized refrigeration systems, while the temperature, humidity, and air quality inside the stadium also have to be maintained for optimal ice conditions. Additionally, all of the stadium employees, athletes, and spectators need to travel to and from the stadium, often from other cities or even from abroad. In fact, more than 25% of the emissions generated by the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics are estimated to be caused by fan travel and accommodations. During the event, spectators and athletes eat and drink, and the plastic bottles and wrappers of whatever they consumed leave trash cans overflowing. After the event has ended, in addition to the significant amount of trash that needs to be disposed of, the effects those people caused and the emissions generated from their travel continue to have a lasting negative impact on air quality.